Okay, so we begin Be'ezer Hashem, the sugya of Amir La'akum. Certainly one of the more complicated areas of Hilchos Shabbos. One reason I believe is because it's not confined to one place in the Shulchan Aruch. The Torah scattered it around, Shulchan Aruch scattered it around to many different simanim, where it applies in different places. And really it's an overarching sugya that you need to know for being able to deal with Shabbos and with every other malacha or the Rabbanan on Shabbos. You can know Hilchos Bishul cold, but now you have to know, okay, now I know Hilchos Bishul, but let's say I can't do the Bishul. Can the guy do the Bishul for me? I can't put the pot on the back on the fire, but could the guy do it? You can know Hilchos Oil. You can know when it's Mutter, when it's Asur. But now you have to know how does it apply with telling a guy to do something. So really it's an overarching area which has to be understood. And again, it's a little bit confusing because it's scattered around. So we will try to attempt to go through the sugyas to get a little bit of an understanding. The halacha lemaisa we can come out with as well. So let's take it from the beginning. What the yisoid of the iser is? What's the yisoid of the iser amir lenachri, as the Gemara calls it, amir lenachri? What's the yisoid of the sugya? We start with a pasuk in Parshas Boy, uvayemarish mikra kodesh uvayemashim mikra kodesh yilachem, referring to Chaga Pesach. Kol malacha lo yeyaseh bohem. So here the Torah uses a word that is not used in other places. We have kol malacha lo yaseh, you shall not do. But here, lo yaseh, for those grammarians here, how do you translate those words? Lo yaseh bohem. All work, lo yaseh bohem, may not be done on them. And on them, referring to on Yom Tov and Kol Shekein Shabbos. So that's the pasuk. Kol malacha lo yaseh bohem. So what are we indicating may not be done instead of do not do? So it says Rashi here, lo yaseh bohem afilu ayidei acherim. Even others can't do work. Rashi is not clear who he's referring to, who's others that can't do work. Zog the Ramban, kol malacha lo yaseh bohem pirushah afilu ayidei acherim. V'loy havi noisizeh. I don't understand what Rashi's saying. Shema acherim ve'elu Yisrael. If you're talking about Reuven, can't have Shimon do his work. Hey, ma'atzman muzar na'leh. Shimon has his own obligation, his own chiyuv, that he's not allowed to do work on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Ve'ein ani muzar b'malach di shaloi ta'asa al yodoi. You can't tell me that there's a deraisa de ge'iser, that I can't have Shimon do my work. There's no deraisa that says that. There could be a deraisa de ge'iser, but not that's iser Shabbos or Yom Tov. Ela she'imata oisei be'iser, if I somehow present to him, and mataisa means I try to fool him, I try to trip him up, because the lefneiver is always, he's an iver in some way, in some fashion he's an iver. So then, muzra so for God, I can't have him do malacha which he doesn't realize is aser. That's beim malach doi, meaning Reuven himself, beim malach es hois atzmai, or even if I have Shimon do his own work, I'll be over lefnei iver. But that has nothing to do with kol malacha lo yaseh bohem. So they can't be another Jew. That can't be Rashi means. V'macher malalu goyim, if maybe Rashi is referring to non-Jews doing malacha, says the Rabban, ain't none of muzarim b'teirah malacha shel goy klal lo b'yom tov lo b'shabbos. This pasuk is referring to Yom Tov, and he says, we're not mechuyev on Yom Tov, we're not even mechuyev on Shabbos. How do you know that? Zrad the Ramban says, like the Gemara says, Ela sheyesh bo shvus midivreim, im amira shalonu, there will be an issur derabbanan with our amira, meaning if we tell the guy to do something, then there's an issur derabbanan, k'ma shamra amira l'goy shvus. V'zeh davim b'vo b'gemara. So, really, he's remaining with a kasha on Rashi. What is Rashi referring to? Who's Ayyad Akhirim? It can't be a Jew, because the Jew has his own Isser, his own Azhara to do Malacha. And it can't be a guy, because the Eraisa is not Usser to tell a guy to do Malacha on Shabbos or Yom Tov. The Ramban says it's not Usser, the Eraisa. It's not Asr Midraisa. And Rabban says, Midrabanan, we know it is Asr. To tell a guy to do Malacha, that is Asr Midrabanan. Like he quotes the Gemara, Amir al Guy Shavuos, the Gemara Shabbos Kufnun. Says the Rabban, Ava Matzasi b'mechilta. But there is a Mechilta that does say the following, Kol Malacha lo yayase bohem. And the Mechilta also is being medayik this word yayase. Lo yisase ata, you can't do work. Velo yase chavercha, and your friend, a fellow Jew, can't do work. And velo yase goy malachtecha, and even a guy can't do your work. The Mechilta continues, ata im lo yisase ata, you can velo yase chavercha, velo yase goy malachtecha. Oy, maybe you should actually say lo yitase ata velo yase chavercha. You see the switch the Ramban did? Malachtoi. You know, there's the first way of saying it is that maybe a guy can't do your work on Shabbos. Or maybe you should say you can't do work on Shabbos, your friend can't do work on Shabbos, and a guy can't even do his own work on Shabbos. Tamaloi ma'ashay sheshyamim ta'asa malacha. Ta'asa malacha? Sheish is yamim ta'asa malacha, but haloi sasa ata, haloi yasa chavercha, avol yasa goy malachtoi. And as it says, you can't do work on Shabbos, or another Jew can't do work, but a guy is allowed to work on Shabbos. Then Rabbi Yeshia, and Rabbi Yenison has another pshat.
Malachtoi,
it's
not shy of its...
Oh, very good, very good. So there will be a possibility for me that there will be also for me to tell a guy, say, listen, Charlie, go cook yourself some eggs this morning.
Even though there's no hana
for me, I'm telling him to do malacha, and it's for himself.
You shouldn't come on.
It's a valid
offer. Right, that will be maybe a pshat. So you see, there is this split that maybe there will be. Maybe it'll be also for me to tell a guy to do malacha for me, but it'll be mut for me to tell him to do malacha for himself, or maybe both of them will be also. But certainly the Ramban says that it's not deraisa, and he ends off, after this, the three lines from the bottom of the Ramban, he says, Ubavadai, he has smachta ba'alma. Even if you want to say that this mechilta is indeed saying that it's aser to have a guy do work, it's only asmachta ba'alma shabo lesa midivreyem, they're coming to midrabanan to aser amiru b'malacha shalonu. In other words, it will be midrabanan, like he says from the Gemara, for us to have a guy do our malacha. V'som chuaisa, they found an allusion l'mikra hazen this pasuk. So midrabanan will be aser, the Ramban says, for me to have a guy do malacha for me, avo b'malachas ha'goy b'shaloi, it'll be mutter. That's Ramban's conclusion. Then he says, "Lefi darkeinu lomandu." Based on the way we're learning, we see also shlegazru ba'amir lagayel b'shalanu. You see that the whole gezeira of Amir la'akum on Shabbos was Izraban is only when he's doing our work. Avol b'shalay omer lagay va'isa. For example, the Gemara, and he quotes the Gemara in Bar Metzia. The Gemara says, you know, it's also to, it says, Leisachsam Shar Bedishai. You're not allowed to muzzle an animal while he's threshing. So what about if am I allowed to tell a guy to do that to his animal? He's plowing with his own animal. Well, he's threshing with his own animal. Am I allowed to tell him to muzzle his animal? He's doing it for himself. So that's a whole shaila in the Gemara within Bar Metzia. He says v'chein pirish Rashi b'gemara Bar Metzia that it's mutter. It's a little problematic because really Rashi over there says it's aser. But the Ramban, you see, splits it up. If I have a guy doing my work or if I have a guy doing his work, and both of them.
Doesn't the v'chein pirish Rashi that it's be the Ramban?
Well,
he says
v'chein pirish Rashi Bar. He's referring to the Bar Metzia is telling him to do his work.
No, the whole concept is the Rabbanan from that Rashi. That's what he means here.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, he's saying that I'm showing it's all the Rabbanan. You're going to bring me Rashi, seems to imply it might be the Rai, so we could have
right
here. Doesn't mean like the Rashi in the Shas also says it's the Rabbanan.
I mean, not referring to the last thing he was just saying.
No. I mean, it could be that a Rashi there says that. I don't know all the Rashi above here, but it could be in Dapsadik if you look. You see that he says, Amir Kach Shul Smidivrayim, or something like that. The Rashi himself holds that it's be the Rabbanan.
Okay, but again, if he's only talking about the guy doing it for his work, so then there's no raya what Rashi would hold the guy doing it for the Jew, for the Jew's purpose.
No, but the whole concept of saying, he's just saying the whole concept of Miralakum is the Rabbanim. That's what the Rabbanim is
doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, we have other Rashis. We have other Rashis that say Amir Lachim is Shavus, but again, it could be you can split it up when he's talking about his work or our work. So that's what it seems. From Rashi, it would seem that he holds his Deiraisa. The source would be, the Makar would be this Mechilta. And the Ramban is saying it's certainly only Midrabbanan. And that Mechilta that says even a guy can't do your work would only be an Asmachta Ba'alma and it's not Midrabbanan.
Is Dibur an action?
No. Dibur is Dibur. Dibur is Dibur. But here, the fact, it's not saying, Lo Yaseh, you shouldn't do this action Shabbos. It says, Lo Yaseh Bohem. It should not be done. So it should not be done, meaning I can't even have somebody else do it, because then it's being done. That would be the drasha for the Mechilta. Yeah. However, we have the Beis Yosef. In Siman Reish Mem Dalet, the sugyas of Amir La'akam begin in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos and Reish Mem Gimel. It's Reish Mem Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zayin, Ches. And in the end of Siman Reish Mem Dalet, the Beis Yosef quotes a smag. Kosef smag, the Sefer Mitzvos HaGadol says, Tanya b'mechilta we learned in the Braisa. Ko malach lo yaseh bohem, lo yisah sa'ato, v'lo yaseh chavercho, v'lo yaseh hagoy, malachtecho. That's the smag brings this drasha, and he says, "Mashrim ikan she'aser liYisrael lohaniach legoy laseis malachtoi bein biyomdiv bein b'shabbes doy raisa." Avol in masalay Yisrael amalachom be'er Shabbos is mutter uvashi bebeis hagoy, like he explained in Hilchos Shabbos. So the smag is saying that it's also from this mechilta you see it's also midei raisa. Omnam says the Beis Yosef yesh loymar. You could say maybe she has smacked the Balma, and exactly like the Ramban wanted to learn in that Mechilta, that it's not really a real Dairaisa, it's only a smacked the Balma. It's just that the Pasuk is alluding to it. But it's only a smacked the Balma. Shem Hoysim and Atur, Lahirachachom, Matirim, Lahsais, Afabes, Shogoy. We see sometimes that Amir Lakim is Mutter. For example, the guy doing it in his own house. It shouldn't be Mutter if it will be Dairaisa. Vav Masim Rav Shabbos. So the Beis Yosef leaves it hanging, and he's not exactly sure. Like when the Smag quotes this pasuk and this mechilta, is it literally a deraisa or is it only a drabonon? And he does not commit himself to which one it is. Where's the Mechilta? Interesting diak the Dov is making. Kol malach le'yasavim. Says the Mechilta lo yisah sa'ata v'lo yasah chaver v'lo yasah goy malachtecha.
You have a
chiv machon,
no?
Ah, to aimer kainu ena lo yisah sa'ata v'lo chaver. Yeah, it's not exactly the lashon of the thing. If he's doing under certain circumstances, yeah. Does that work here?
Yeah, you have to
do the
smag sheet in
Macha.
It could be that he has
the most
widespread
that you
have to do.
The truth is like this. I'm not even going to have to come out to Macha. We're talking about the Ikar Isser over here. I mean, so if you say that Amir Lagoy is Osir, Midrabbanon. So they say that's if I tell him to do it. But if you say there's a Deiraisa Dika Isser for a guy to do Malacha, right? So then, even if he's doing it by himself, it's the same as a Deiraisa. Yeah, nothing to do with that, even if he's doing it on his own.
Right. The guy shows up, I have this all the time. There's many times I tell the guy comes mow my lawn every Shabbos. Don't kill the Shabbos. Half the time, I'm not home, so I don't even see you. So. But then I gotta go out and talk to the deaf Hispanic guy who doesn't even.
It's not even Ramiza.
So learn sign language. We'll learn sign language.
In Spanish.
Yeah. So that's an interesting deal. But again, for this purpose, if you hold this Asma Deraisa, so then it's saying that that's what the Isser is. The Isser is for have a goy do the malacha. It's not that I'm engaged in having the goy do the malacha. It's an independent Isser that no one could do malacha on Shabbos, my malacha, whether it's me or somebody else. Yeah. Then you come on to like David saying then that then you may have a bechiv to be meicha because it's us to let him do it. Okay, so that's the basis if he seems to be mistopic whether it is an Issa Derais or not. The Taz in Simon Reish Mem Gimel, Sivkon Gimel, he's dealing with the heter of allowing a guy, the Beis Yosef alluded to this, that there's a heter to have a guy do malacha in his own house. Under certain cases, certain situations, he's allowed to do malacha in his own house. So the Taz asks that we know that why don't you have the problem of Maris Ayin over here? Maris Ayin is that it appears like there's something being done wrong over here. It appears like the guy is doing malacha. So we say, well, the guy is doing it in his own house. Nobody sees him. If nobody sees him, we're not worried that it's going to look like people are doing, that the guy is doing malacha for me. So the Taz asks the question. We know that there's a cloud in the Gemara that wherever they asked Maris Ayin, afilu bechadri chadorim, even behind closed doors, even in somebody's house, it's still the Maris Ayin. So why is this mutter over here to have the guy do the malach in his house? Says the Taz where it's underlined. V'zei yesh l'taretz, you could say, d'shayni hocha, sh'afilo ma'akam avasichi reishel Yisrael. Even if he actually was the paid worker of the Jew. V'oysim b'shviloi, ein kan isu deraisa, elo shvus tamir la'akam. Hishvus b'zei, hishvus. All you have is a Issa Derabanan, because even if he was my worker and he was doing it, there's no Issa Derais, Ela Shvus, Damir La'akam Yishvus, and Bezela Yichmiru, Kol Shibamakim Shein Shemarasayin. In other words, that this Issa, that when you have Marasayin, you came and do Bechad Rechidorim, is only by an Issa Derais, so by an Issa Derabanan, we're not worried about it. Can't cause of Rosh Perachovitz to be Issa Derabanan, Lo Yamrinon, Afil Bechad Rechidorim, Osru. So fine, that answers it. It's only the Rabbanon. Ella, the Tzarechin, the Hakas, the Beis Yisim Reish Mem Dala B'Shem, the Smag, the Meleches, the Melochai De Akum L'Yisrael, who Dei Raisa. So Yitaz certainly understood. He definitely understood in the Smag, and it seems like he even understood in the conclusion of the Beis Yosef that it's a Dei Raisa. So if it's a Dei Raisa, then this whole halach will be problematic, that B'chadri Chadorim, you would have no heter. To do it in the for the guy to the malach in his own house would not be a heter. Go to the next page here. We have the Levush. The Levush, the Talmud of the Rambah.
So if the Taz understanding that the Beis Yosef and the Smag held that the Amir La'akum is the problem, or the Malach, the Asiyas Malach?
Let me, like we discussed before.
Right.
You still have to know the Hadara. I mean, even if
it should be Pashas, the Malach itself, I would say.
No, right, because you see clearly the Amir Anachri piece is only the Rabbah.
Yeah. Oh, but I think you may ask him like this. Is if you say the problem is the deraisa, what's he saying? El tzarachin, the cause of his mind is deraisa. So is he asking it's therefore deraisa, therefore should be a problem of chadri chadorim? Or forget chadri chadorim marasayin. It's you have the issa deraisa you have to deal with. Right. So forget about where he's doing it. It's an issa deraisa in the first place. Right. So the answer to that, Lucher, will be like this, that in this case we're talking about where there's no problem of Amir Lachim. This comes out that it's adaita denafshe, meaning it's a case of lo yaskir. I'm renting, let's say, the merchus to him. Mm-hmm. So really it's not doing my malacha. Right. So on the deraisa level, on the Ikud din deraisa, he's not doing my work, he's doing his work. The only problem is you have the Maris Ayin, it appears like he's doing my work. Oh, so that we said, oh, since he's doing his Ozad, Bechadri Chadarim. So the Taz, but Chadri Chadarim only helps when it's a Drabonon. But if the Maris Ayin is on the deraisa, it shouldn't be Mutter. So that's his Kasha.
Right.
Right, that's his kasha. I mean, there's no actual deraisa that is happening over here.
Right.
It's a maris ayin, but if it's a maris ayin and the deraisa, then chadri chadorim shouldn't help. That's his kasha. We have one more shita that they, that's shows.
But it's Mar's Ayin that he's doing the Malach, not Mar's Ayin of Amir Lanach.
There's the Yur Malach.
Right.
Amir Lanach now is almost the Amir part.
Right. That's what you're saying.
No, but it's not a problem that you see him doing it, so you're going to say there was Amir Lanach here. No. The problem is him doing the Malach.
Says the Lavush on the second page on the top. Omru Razal quotes this Mechilta. She also Yisrael the Honiach Afilu Legoy Lasis Malach the Bemiyad Bemishabes VaAsmchu Akra. It's only Nasmachte Dechsev Kol Malach Lo Yei Osebem Betzerei Mashma Kol Malach Lo Tiel Nasis Loch. All Malach should not be done for you. Lo Yei Deatzbecha Vle Yei Deacherim Bein Yei Deisrael Bein Yei Deigoyim. That's the first sheet he brings. V'yeshayimim shehu limud gomer. That it's a real drasha. V'le'asmach. El isa deirai sehu v'cheinu mashma pashte dekra. He says, if you take the understanding of this pasuk, kol malach lo ye'asa bahem, all work may not be done on them on these days of Yom Tov Shabbos, it meaning no matter who does it, it will be a deirai sehu. L'vichi yesh lahachmer bay ma'oy mishum chumra de Shabbos. So we have here what it seems Rashi and Chumash based on this Mechilta. Again, this is going with the girsa that we have in the Mechilta, and you have the Smag going with the Mechilta like this, the Lavush and the Taz all understand that Amira Lanachri, or like we're saying now, it's not Amira Lanachri, but rather a guy doing the work of a Yid, whether he told him, whether he didn't tell him, is an Issa Deiraisa. One kasha we'll have to deal with is what do they do with all the Gemaras, at least three Gemaras that we have in Shabbos and Gittin and other places brought by many Rishonim that says Amir Lo Nachri Shvus.
And all the other kasha in the Beis Yosef base, so has to be why it's allowed in the Beis House, Mar Sinai, all the others, you have to be answered as well. Like the
Beis Yosef
Kasha stands there. He didn't answer that Kasha.
Yes, he didn't answer that Kasha, yeah. And that was so maybe when he's doing my work.
Yeah.
That he was, yeah. That's the Shittas. Then we go to the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Perek Vav, Halacha Alav Hilchos Shabbos. Also, Elohim Elagoy, Lasis, Lona Malacha, B'Shabbos. And we're not allowed to tell a guy to do malacha for us on Shabbos, afal pishenim mitzuvah ala Shabbos, even though a guy is not commanded to keep Shabbos, right? He's not allowed to keep Shabbos. Rabbi sha'omar loy mikaydim haShabbos. I arrange with him on Thursday afternoon that listen, this is what you're going to do for me on Shabbos. It's also aser. Afal pishenim mitzuvah loy malacha ela la'achar Shabbos. I made up with a guy on Thursday that I need some work done, and he says, listen, I'm only available on Shabbos. I said, well, I only need it on Tuesday, so do me a favor, do it on Shabbos. That's also usher. V'dover zeh usher medivrei seifrim. This is only an usher medirabonon. K'dei shloitia Shabbos kala be'eneyen v'yavoyu la'aseis ba'atzman. Now this reason you won't find anywhere before the Rambam. The Rambam sort of invented this reason. Presumably, he gets it from the fact that the Gemara says Amir Lo Nachri Shvus is Issa the Rabbanon. Why did the Rabbanon institute such an Isser? Right? They had to have. They must have had a very compelling reason why they would have answered it. Because otherwise, if you hold Midai Raisa, I can't do my work on Shabbos, but the guy can do it. So if I'm sitting there in pitch black on Friday night, all the lights went out, but I could have my non-Jewish neighbor come and turn on the lights, and there's no problem with Midai Raisa. If the Torah said it was okay, so why would the Chacham say, no, we don't allow such a thing to be done? Why not? So says the Rambam, this must have been the reason of the Chacham. K'dei sh'loi tiyeh Shabbos kala b'neyem v'yaveu lasis ba'atzman. In order it shouldn't be the whole concept of Shabbos that we're restricted from doing malacha, that all our malacha has to be finished before Shabbos, and it's a day of non-malach on Shabbos, that's the pshat and day of rest on Shabbos, that all our malach is finished, we can't have work. If I'm going to be allowed to have a guy do my work every time I need something done, have the guy put on a flame, have the guy put on a light, turn on the air conditioner, turn off the air conditioner, if I'm going to be allowed to have the guy do everything, then eventually it's going to trickle over even to the Jew himself, and you say, you know, listen, for the last 4 weeks I've been having this done for me, and now the guy is out of town. Yeah, chutzpah, he went away for the weekend, right? But the Jew has become so accustomed to having his work done, it will be kala be'ineihem v'okamsed melachov yavoyu la'asos
ba'atzman. Could you like some new, but the Rambam, we read this before, the Rambam yeah. said by, I forget when we came up into it, by Boyer maybe, that the Rambam said that there are two reasons for, by Uvda Duchon, that the Rambam
said yeah.
two reasons for their abundance are either Doimel Malacha or Yavil Malacha. So he's saying which one of these apply here. It's not like he's making up something brand new. He says that's why they're in their abundance, either Doimel Malacha or Yavil Malacha. So he's saying this is in the category of Yavil Malacha.
But in this case, how can we...
Yeah, the one step is there, that was in the Chol, something I'm doing. Something that I'm doing, which is mutter, right? And then I may come to do the malacha.
But it has to fit into those two categories. He says it does. You might think exactly what you're saying.
But see, I know. But so you're saying that the Rambam understood Amir Lakim is like in the category of Uvdin Dechel?
No,
you're saying Uvdin Dechel has that reason, and therefore Amir Lakim also has that reason.
All their abundance, the Rambam says. All shmusim are either that's what we learn at Shuv of the Rambam. He says all shmusim either they are domel malacha. That's why. Or it's yavul that it will bring you to malacha, and here he's saying that the reason is yavul. It's not doimel malacha. Usually, you could argue that if you held shlichus, but it's doimel malacha. I mean, it's a
yavul malacha.
Fits into one of those two categories. I'm saying it's not such a chiddush; it has to fit it into one of those two categories. Because that's the only two reasons why Chazal asked things. And which one is this?
You have to look at that shuv again. I thought he's only talking about Uvdin Dechoel, and he has three reasons over there. Why Uvdin Dechoel is also?
I think he's saying all
yeah?
the ones is either one or the other.
Yeah. Okay. We'll have to check it up.
I'm just trying to understand why the Rambam doesn't reject the
pshat
of the
Kol Kavir. Yeah, oh, so the Rambam he doesn't discuss it. So presumably, a whole like the Ramban. That Mechilda is only an Asmachta Ba'alma, is saying the Rabbanah said it's Asr, and they found some source for it, they say, I found a basis for them to Asr it, because you see that you can't have Malacha done through somebody else. But the real reason for it is because Kadesh Lo Yavoyu La'asos Ba'atzman. In order, Shabbos shouldn't be less in our eyes and come to the Malacha. So, in conclusion, now that we learned all of these sources, take a look at the Shaar HaTzion. This is again right in the beginning of the first siman on Amir La'akum. The Shaar HaTzion writes like this: says the Mishmura, Ayn Beis Yosef B'Seif Siman Reish Memdala Mashakosav Ala Mechildu B'Shem Asmag the Svukei Mesapkala Ulai Hu Drasha Gemura. That's how he understood the Beis Yosef. Again, seemingly not like the Taz. V'ayin Lavush, we saw the Lavush that says Yeshem Mitzvei Raisa, and you should be machmer like that. Avol Mikol HaPoiskim Mashma Durak Nerabonin. Who's all the Poiskim? There are other Rishonim also. There's a Yireyim, there's a Merachar Zuro. They also hold this Deraisa. But says the Mishaburo, but all of the other Poiskim, the Poiskim that we go like the Rishonim, all hold this Derabonin. V'ayin Baramban Shekos of Gamgein Tenuscha Mutas Ibn Mechilta. Not so clear that the Ramban was saying that, but v'chein hiskim agro ba'agoyisav ala mechilta.
He says a mechilta mutis later on.
But yeah.
It throws you off the path, right? Not clear to me.
Yeah. So it's the Gra in his hagoyis to the mechilta, indeed, has a different girsa. He says, Ata oimer kain, that lo yeyasa means you can't do it. His girsa in the Mechilta actually is just the opposite. Loyaya says you shouldn't do it and your friend shouldn't do it, but a guy is allowed to do it. If you learn this girsa, then actually it's clear that the Torah is saying that it's mutter to have a guy do malacha, your malacha on Shabbos. So that you see, the Ramban holds like that, and the Gro also say the nusko ikris gemay shehuktak bialkut umameila mafurish behedya the ain boy iser the iraisa. That's the conclusion of the Shaar HaTzion, and that's why throughout we'll see throughout the Mishnah Berurah we always deal with Amir Lanachri as a malacha derabbanan. And Lemaisa, that's how the Shulchan Aruch goes. We see when we have the Heter Meshuvos to Shuvos, you have two Derabbanans. We have a guy do a Malacha Derabbanan. We assume right away the guy doing Malacha is Derabbanan. What we could take out from this these shitas that hold this deraisa really is like the Levush said, that since there are those who hold this deraisa, yesh lahachmir by ma'id because of chumra de Shabbos, and it could very well be that it is this deraisa like those that hold like that. Okay. This is one way of understanding the Isser of Amir Lenachri, that even again, if the guy does it by himself, you have an Isser Deiraisa, or at most, it's only a mini Isser Derabbanon. And
without an Amira.
Right. What the Rambam said is also Loimar Legoy. What the Rambam said is it's only you're not allowed to tell the guy to do it. Right? Now the truth is, we'll see, and the Rambam writes this in another place, that even if the guy comes on his own to do it, right, so there won't be an Isser Amir La'akam on my part because I never told him to do it. But there will be a different Isser. There will be an Isser of benefiting from that malacha that the guy does. So that's a different issue. We're now going to see that actually there are two other reasons for why Amir Lenachri will be Isser. We had so far Isser Deraisa. We had it's the Rabbanon, like the reason that the Rambam gives. And now we'll see there are two other reasons as well. Okay, and let's see how much further we can go here. One place is in Rashi, Daf Tesvav Amar Aleph in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara is talking about selling an animal to a guy. And the Gemara is saying, what should be the problem if you sell it to a guy? Once you sell it to him, it's his animal. Says Rashi in this Dibramaskal Kivan. Kivan Dizavna Kanya. Once you sell it to the guy, it's his. It's his animal 100%. Ve'ein Yisrael, it's not the Jews anymore. Umishum lefnei v'leisi dimichshol leikovar. There's no problem of me placing a stumbling block before the guy. Because b'nei noach leinitztavu ala shvisa. What's the problem? He may work with this donkey that I just sold him. He's going to work with it on Shabbos. There's no problem with aiding him, helping him in doing a malach on Shabbos, but if I gave it to him before Shabbos, because he's not mitzvah on Shabbos. Of a gaba revia, if you're worried about giving him an animal that he will commit an avera with, lek lamei ma'achi mishum dahasin kavra lefnei v'sid demichshol lefnei lefi should be lefi shebnei noyach nitztavu al revia. Aval al Shabbos then nitztavu ben noyach. Fine. So says Rashi. Huh?
It's not sure every narrow, so fine, you don't give him your cow or sheep, he'll do somebody else, you know.
Okay. And this is like when
I
knew he was gonna.
Right. Yeah.
This way.
Huh? Yeah, because the Mishnah over there says that goyim achosher al revia. We always have to assume that.
Therefore, you can never sell any goyim cow.
Right.
Or according to this.
Yeah, says so you can't even leave them. You can't even leave your animal with them, like for safekeeping.
Last question for you said before. Granted, that means that they're not allowed to have even benefit from malacha. Even if you didn't say that, tell the guy to do it. He's going along right now. Are you allowed to tell the guy? Right, what do you do at that moment? Are you allowed to say stop mowing my lawn? Are you allowed to tell him to shut? He's basically still doing malacha. He's going to be shutting off his lawn or is mow.
The lawnmower?
Are we allowed to tell him to shut it off?
So there's the shaila. Do you have to? Do you have to be meicher? Do you have to actually have him stop it? So we say, and when it's a malachis mechuber, you certainly must, and you may even have to offer him more money to come back at a different time if he doesn't want to stop. And even when he's doing malacha not on mechuber, you still have to be meicha, as we'll see. There are certain cases we don't have to be meicha, it's a whole sugya by itself. But for me to just tell him to stop doing it, stop doing the malacha. Now, if he wants to turn off the lawnmower, that's in his own accord he's doing that, his own decision. I didn't tell him to do that. Yeah. So Rashi says, if you tell me that a guy is not allowed, huh?
Yeah, going to shlichus side, that could be a problem. In a mirror lakum, it's not. If it's a mirror, it's a problem.
Yeah.
Shlichus, then all the malachas that he has to do could fall back on. No. If I
tell him to stop.
If I make a shliach to mow the lawn, then I have to turn on the lawnmower, mow the lawn, turn off. You know, that's all part of the shlichus. So he's doing everything that I would do. That could be an afkaminim.
I mean, I tell him to stop.
Yeah, 100%. Because so what is shlichus? The shlichus is all the activities.
No, well, when you tell him to stop, you're mevatel the shlichus.
And it's not an action. Anything he does after that is an action.
We severed ties right now. Yeah. So again, Rashi says over here, you tell me that a guy is not mitzvah on Shabbos. He's not commanded to rest on Shabbos. Umasha also Yisrael loyim aloy v'kichavim. Asei likach, that the Yisrael allowed to tell a guy, do this for me. Zeh mishum mimtzei chefsecha v'daber davar dibur aser. There, the Navi Yeshaya says that you have to rest on Shabbos from doing what? Mimsei Chefsecha, to arrange your affairs that you need on Shabbos. V'daber davar, was speaking the things that you need to be done. And there we have a drasha, the Gemara on Shabbos says, Dibur Aser. Even to speak out things which are also to do on Shabbos is also to speak them out. So in effect, Rashi is saying the reason why I can't tell a guy to do something for me on Shabbos, I can't say, hey, could you light this fire for me, or could you turn on this light? The reason is because it's usher, the actual speaking it out. The deeper itself is usher. So Rashi is giving another reason. So the Achrayim that say, what will be the Nafkamina? You have a Nafkamina, whether the reason if Amir La'achim is that in order it shouldn't be Shalaya Shabbos Kala Beinayim V'yavo La'asas Ba'atzman, or the reason of Adab Adavar. So what's an Nafkamina?
There's no Dibur.
If there's no Dibur, well, if there's no Dibur, then there's no Isra Amira, right? The Rambam says only, you're not allowed to say to the guy.
Amira La'amira can be... No,
that would be both.
Right?
Also
be bound.
So Ramiza, if you say still considered that he's doing my malacha, right? But again, in the Rambam's reason, you don't have to come on to the Hanoah problem.
If you signal the goy, point blank.
Oh, so you say over here, oh, that's your mirumiz, right? Yeah. Right. So you do. You be make a simma meaning. Else, the fact that I'm having the guy do my malacha, that's still aser, like the Rambam says. But the fact of a daba davra, I'm not speaking anything out. I'm not saying anything. Or the other nafkamin is before Shabbos. If I tell him on Thursday to do my malacha on Shabbos, there's no daba davra because I'm not speaking out something on Shabbos. But yet Amir Lakum would be a problem. And the opposite case, on Shabbos I tell him to do something, but let's say for after Shabbos, the Dabadover you'll have, but you don't have the Amir La'akum because I'm not having him do it on Shabbos. That would be an afkamina that you have. It's interesting why Rashi says this. That I didn't see a pshat for. Why does Rashi throw this in punct over here? Dafka over here puts this in. But the Maisi, you see, you'll have to deal with this issue of Vidabadover. And we'll see, we'll come up. I think there's if you hold this Vidabadover, this issue of Vidabadover, I'll have a big kasha later on.
I think where Rashi learns this from.
Yeah, the Gemara says, based on this passing in Yeshaya, that Dibra is usher. Even to speak things out on Shabbos is usher. To arrange things through Dibur, or to speak out things which are usher at Shabbos, to just speak them out, that itself is usher. Yeah.
Would the pen over the suffer?
And why? Because that means this man itself is a suffix.
Yeah.
So there'd be a shail if you have two sveikas over there on the Rabbanon.
Right.
Not enough, you mean. Yeah. Fine. So far we have either it's a deraisa or it's a derabbanon, or it's a sort of midivrei kabbalah based on divrei kabbalah, something that we have in the neviim. Neviim exuvim here. This is from the Navi Yeshaya, and that will be the iser. So sort of be an in between iser, but the problem is actually in the amira itself, not in the guy doing the malacha, but in the amira itself. And now we'll go on to where we have to continue amidst Shem next week to discuss a third reason. A third reason, and this reason sort of will be problematic with how it really stims with the other two reasons, and try to give a pshat for it. But we'll just have to stop here.